let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so happy to have on the phone with us today Dr. Rick Spacuzza. He's the superintendent of the Prescott School Systems, and we are thrilled that you were able to take some time and chat with us today and give us an update about what's going on in Prescott. How are you?
I am well, and glad to hear that you're doing well, too,
it's so good
to have the opportunity to update you on what's happening in Prescott.
Thank you so much. So I'm sure there is a lot of questions, and people have angst, and this COVID has rippled out into ways that we never would have expected, and I know the end of the school year is always so busy at schools with really happy things, and I know that's such a bummer for all school districts. How is it going over in Prescott?
Yeah, I would say that for all of us, it's almost we need an opportunity. And I would say, you know, on the show, you know, it's like getting to talk to you. I get to take my mask off. I get to be sequestered in an office, and I get to talk to you freely. Mm. But it's just being able to exhale. There have been so many changes in everyone's life, and we've pivoted, and you kind of use the word angst, and trying to be empathetic both for our staff, who are also sometimes parents with children that have their own children or students, and then they're trying to also execute their job from home. And then on the flip side, we realize the parents are safer at home or working from home and trying to do school and manage their life. And just as people have shared, you know, it's kind of our new normal. I've heard the term, somebody say the new abnormal. I kind of like to lean that way a little bit, because I don't want us to give up hope with the opportunity that there's a lot of things that will come for the good out of this. And I think that there's been remarkable feats each and every day. Some of the things in Prescott that I'm just really proud and want to make sure that we give a lot of shout outs to our staff, who have been remarkable in making sure that online efforts and connecting with families by phone, by video, by email, by friendly letters, by Instagram are going well. We have our principals and teachers making great videos of getting out into the swamp areas and collecting tadpoles or watching chickens hatch. We've been able to kind of see the different things of artwork that students have done. And so every single level has, we are seeing students in a different light outside of our four walls, and they continue to thrive. They continue to do and produce great learning, and we have evidence of it. And if you get a chance, please visit our website, follow us on Facebook, from students singing to drawings to jokes of the day. All the way up to the high school have been just reaffirming that there is hope and there's a great spirit out there.
I really like how you mentioned that you're getting to know students on a different level, and I think students are getting to know teachers on a different level. I have two kids that are still in school. One is in middle school, one's in high school at the Hastings High School and Middle School, and I know they love it when they see their teacher's dog walk into the room or, you know, those kinds of things. And you wouldn't have the opportunity if we were in school. And then I think also some of the very creative things that are coming out of this, again, there are blessings if we look for them, right?
Exactly. You know, I was having a staff meeting the other day with our middle school staff and just kind of checking in with them and seeing how they're doing, and then visited with our high school, and all of a sudden you see this cat kind of leap across the screen as we're doing a Zoom meeting. So there have been interesting moments for all of us. But and I know that for us on a staff side, those are some of the things that we juggle. I know our administrators have had a very fluid situation, and it continues to change, and it's rapid. I mean, we have either laws are changing or extending. You know, obviously with our close proximity to St. Paul and the capital there, and getting a lot of news coverage. Sometimes we're very lucky that Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the other five states that have kind of partnered are having a very similar message, both on being safer at home and some of the pretext or conditions and criteria that will be in place as we plan to reopen. And I want to remind everybody that the new reality is that we will reopen. It's going to be different. How and why is still to be determined, and I'll share a little bit further about some of our planning on that. But for families also, I just know that they have been outstanding in partnering with us, trying to check in on how we're doing. We continue to find really good resources for collaborating, both on our libraries reopening for kind of being able to access internet or connectivity, which is sometimes a difficulty in Western Wisconsin, ability to pick up additional reading materials. And then our food service, we have moved to feeding all students under 18, whether or not they're enrolled in our schools or not. We're doing multiple meals, meaning lunch and breakfast. We have pickups every Tuesday and Friday, and we continue to every week. We're increasing the number of families that we're providing meals for. And a lot of it is, a lot of people have always thought it's just maybe people that don't have the income or are struggling to make ends meet or might have been on furlough or laid off. But you have to remember there's a lot of other people that just having a consistent or one thing they don't have to worry about, mm-hmm. but they can go pick up the meal and have for any number of children that they're currently taking care of, that they would have three meals per pickup ready for them, already kind of patterned out. It just takes one additional thing off their plate. We also know that some people might be immune suppressed, having to go into a big box shopping store or going into a grocery store might not be something that they want to put themselves into, or they might live with somebody that's immune suppressed. So being able to kind of have a grab and go within the Prescott schools has been a very fortunate gift that we've been able to provide to our community.
That's pretty awesome. What are some of the things that we should know about Wisconsin? Because you're right, in Minnesota, we're bombarded with Minnesota news. But where does it stand right now with yours is called, is it Safer at Home?
Correct. So it's called Safer at Home. And a lot of times the language it gets confusing. So we were under a Safer at Home Act, and it was set to sunset on May 15th. Governor Evers and through the Department of Health, they did extend until the end of the school year. And one of the challenges was, you know, there's always the fine print. And the way that Wisconsin defines the end of the school year is based on a fiscal year. And so our funding goes from July 1 to June 30th. So when they said that our schools are officially closed, it means our facilities. We're still working each and every day with our students, but our buildings now are officially closed. That meant our buildings and facilities. So that's when the WIAA did shut down all of our spring sports. There might be some opportunity in July for some contact or some kind of local competitions. But at this point, the overall season and kind of championships that would occur in the spring have been ended. So what we're currently doing as a school system is in Wisconsin, there is the way that we're going to plan right now is that we usually have a summer session that begins in the middle of June. This is kind of new news because we were going to communicate this out, but there's a couple political tug of wars that are occurring in Wisconsin, and there's been even a Supreme Court challenge with regards to how long the Safer at Home Declaration can stay in place. We, as a public school and working with our local kind of Department of Health out of Pierce County, are going to officially stay closed through June 30th, regardless of what happens with regards to the Supreme Court or any changes. We believe that that's essential just for us to be able to kind of pivot and begin to plan for next year, make sure that our buildings, we're going to move up our cleaning and things like that and kind of the repairs so that given we can be ready to go from July 1 forward. By being closed to students in Wisconsin, Summer school cannot occur for students in kindergarten through sixth grade remotely. They had to be on site. So given that our grounds and facilities are closed, we're waiting for our Department of Instruction to propose new rules that would allow remote or online learning in the summer. Now, just because it might be afforded to us, then the question is whether or not our families have the stamina, the patience, and the perseverance to continue having students learn online in the month of June. So we're going to do some surveying and look at that, but right now it's not even a legal option for us. Our middle school and high school students, as long as they're working towards credit makeup, are allowed that within the Wisconsin legislature. So we are going to continue to work with our students. Our last day of school officially is June 4th, and Prescott is going to continue to work our full academic calendar with our students. But like our governor has been saying, it's not a light switch that goes on or off. So we will be really starting to pivot mid-May. Our senior class, we wanted to make sure that they had a spirit week, if you will. We were scheduled to graduate or celebrate the graduation on May 22nd. I put an asterisk there. There's a lot of things in the background that we're still engaging in and trying to acknowledge that event for students. Mr. Figge, our high school principal, has sent out a survey, and we'll ask our parents kind of a forced choice of how we might want to celebrate that under the current conditions of COVID-19 and safer at home, and then provide some other options. And it might be some type of acknowledgement on the 22nd with future alternative options that we can expand if and when Safer at Home is lifted. In Wisconsin, they're calling it Badger Bounce Back. And I don't know why they didn't call it Bucky Badger Bounce Back, but I'll go with the Badger
Bounce
Back.
Because it's hard to say. I think I know.
It is. The four B's, right? You would think that the alliteration escaped me. But so we look at kind of that at the middle of May, giving our seniors a spirit week to kind of celebrate their year and their years within the district. And we'll be explaining and sharing out some of those stories as we move forward. For the rest of our students, once they get to the 22nd, obviously Monday is Memorial Day, and then we have kind of two shortened weeks. And what we're going to start to do is dial back from our large group instruction. And we're going to start to tailor, making sure that we get good information about how students perform by grade level standards, and then be able to provide support for them. We're kind of moved to a pass, no pass, and incomplete grading system for the second semester. For the secondary students, because it does impact their transcripts and future college applications, we want to make sure that 100% of our students pass or at least are able to finish up incomplete. So from the 22nd through June 4th, we're going to be tailoring our secondary staff to kind of work with those students that are at risk for not finishing with a pass. And then for elementary and intermediate, kind of doing a similar thing, although the stakes are a little bit different because it doesn't go on to a formal transcript.
How does that affect your transcript grades?
So for many of the colleges right now, it will not impact selections and things like that. For any student that receives a pass or no pass, we are not calculating it into their GPA. So it basically is going to be a hold harmless with regards to the calculation, and I'll be at this point only one semester that'll be kind of benign or neutral for them. It won't incentivize, but it won't detract from them.
So whatever their GPA was going into this lockdown, that's going to continue to be their GPA?
That is correct.
Okay. Boy, those are all tough decisions, and those are really well thought out plans.
I think part of it is starting for us all to, from a Badger Bounce Back or just reopening, we understand that it's highly unlikely that 100% of all students, all teachers, will be back in buildings on September 1st, 2020. And that could be for a host of reasons. And I would think that it could be because a vaccine is not readily available, or ongoing testing isn't available, or managing symptoms, that there are going to be some families that elect to keep their children home. Our goal is that we still have an obligation as educators to make sure that we engage our families and students and to support and promote learning. And so this summer we'll continue to work with our staff on refining our off-campus learning and refine kind of our ability to understand best practices and promising practices with regards to how to use technology, how long should videos be. There's kind of emerging research, you know, if you kind of look at TED Talks that a lot of people look at, and people wonder why they set 18 minutes as their golden standard, is that there's a lot of evidence that people start to lose concentration and attention to the detail. Within education, they've kind of started to identify that any video beyond 9 minutes is where students start to disengage. And so part of our summer work is we are working with two kind of national organizations through fellowship and mentorship programs to continue to set up some of our teachers by content area, grade level, to kind of refine the way that we present our technology and lessons from afar. They really are set up, though, so that if students are either on campus or off campus, they still have the ability to kind of get instruction, provide some type of artifact and work, and get feedback, either immediate feedback or summative feedback from our educators. And so we're really looking forward to some of the time away during the summer to retool and be ready for the new reality that we'll be operating under, I would think, for at least the next 12 months as we get the vaccinations or testing and symptom monitoring in place. And I think that's, you know, where I got to, again, our health department and our nursing staff, our custodians, we have to start to think about what will transportation look like and whether or not we have alternate days of education or multiple pickups. How do we have lunch distributed? And so if we only had one or two lunch periods, we might now have four lunch periods. And how does that look? We've been talking about how do you monitor for fevers and who's going to be doing that when you only have a few nurses district-wide. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of planning and logistics, and so a lot of people have opinions, and they're really good suggestions. The difficulty is how do you implement that? And so we are setting up task forces and partnering with some other members within our Middle Border Conference, as well as the CISA organization in Wisconsin, and then even some Minnesota school districts to kind of share across the border, if you will, some promising practices that we all can implement heading into next year to support our students, our staff, and families.
Dr. Rick Spacuzza, he's the superintendent of the Prescott School System, and we're grateful that you called in today to give us an update. Lots going on, and I know, as you mentioned, it is fluid and ever-changing, so please do keep in touch with us.
Will do, and to everybody, stay engaged, keep looking at the Prescott website, and if you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to your administrator at your site. Thank you very much, Mo.
Thank you very much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.